Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into ABQ Connect. We got a show for you today. All kinds of people, and they're all over the place. And Dennis Popper is in studio with me, helping me to organize all of this. And we want to welcome Brian Allred on the phone. Brian, you're traveling, and we appreciate you taking a few minutes to stop and visit with us. Do we have you on the line?
I'm here. How you doing, Jim?
Hey, man, it's great to hear your voice. And, of course, today we're talking about New Mexico Men of Honor. They have a citywide event on October 18th. You guys are coordinating very closely with New Mexico Praise, which is what Brian heads up. And, Brian, I understand you just had a really special trip down to South America. Tell us about that real quick for the World Praise.
That's right. Yeah, thank you. You know, we trained 600 pastors in Rio de Janeiro last week, 4-day conference, and we had pastors from the Amazon, and we launched All Brazil and Brazil Praise, and we asked pastors to adopt. There are over 100 people groups in Brazil that do not have the Bible in their language. 100 people groups with no written scripture or oral scripture that they can hear the gospel in their heart native language. And so Matthew 24:14, Jesus said that the gospel, this kingdom, will be preached to every ethnic group, every ethnos, and then the end will come. And so Jesus can't come again. The Great Commission can't be completed until every ethnic group gets the opportunity to hear the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, the word of life, in their heart language. And so there are still 100 people groups in Brazil, many in the Amazon. Some of them have less than 1,000 speakers. But it's important that they get the chance to hear the gospel in their heart language. And so we were challenging business leaders, pastors, churches, denominations to adopt their own people groups, you know, to finish the Great Commission for Brazil. And we launched 24/7 prayer as part of that, Brazil Praise. And so really was a powerful time. We were hosted by the pastor, the First Lady of Brazil, 12,000-member Baptist church there in Rio de Janeiro.
Wow.
And they grew through discipleship. So Pastor Josue Bavando, a good friend of mine, he said, you know, about 2010, they had kind of plateaued at 1,000 people, which isn't bad, right? The average church is 80 people. So nothing wrong with discipling 1,000 people. But, you know, when you have so many of your nation that have never heard the gospel, he just said, Lord, what do we do? And the Lord spoke to him and said, you know, I never asked you to build a church. I asked you to make disciples. So the next year, 52 Sundays, they spent a whole year discipling their 1,000 members to make disciples. That's all they did. We're going to train you, every person in the church, you're going to make one disciple. And then they started growing. Now I've grown to 12,000 people on this model of everybody disciples one.
Yeah.
And so beautiful thing. And so, yeah, we launched Brazil Praise and be going back in a few months. And really the nation's opening up. Really exciting to see. It's one of the fastest growing churches in the world is Brazil. And so the idea that we launched was, you know, what if every person in Brazil was prayed for by name?
Well, and that's an amazing thing. Brian, when I first met you here a couple months ago and we started talking about things, you shared with me some impactful things just in Albuquerque with your New Mexico Praise. And, of course, you're working closely with Dennis, New Mexico Men of Honor. We're going to talk a little bit about how all of your organizations are bringing men together and motivating men. And I want women not to be left out, because one of the main reasons you're doing this is because the men need to start loving their wives.
Amen.
And taking care of their daughters and being the men that God
That's
wants
right.
them to be. So, Brian, but the amazing story that you shared with me is that New Mexico Praise is about churches coming together. You have Catholic churches, you have Methodist churches, you have Calvary and Legacy and some of the large evangelical churches coming together, and people are on their knees praying 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's an amazing thing.
Mm.
And
yes,
now,
it's a beautiful thing, Jim. you know, J. Edwin Orr, famous Baptist revivalist, said this years ago. He said that there is no great spiritual awakening anywhere in history, anywhere in the world, that ever started apart from united prayer. So not just prayer. We oftentimes say that prayer, you know, paves the way for revival, awakening, but it's not prayer. It's united prayer. right? It's not just one church or one denomination or one faith tradition, but when you get a united effort, when you get Catholics and Baptists and Pentecostals and Charismatic and Calvary and Bible churches and secret churches and house churches and every style and flavor of church, and you see them come together in unity, that's when you see the birth of a spiritual awakening, when there's unified prayer. And that's what we're seeing in New Mexico, over 110 churches now in 27 different cities and towns across our state, churches big and small, even house churches. We have a house church that takes 4 hours a day and with about 12 members. You know, so anybody can do it. Prayer is the great equalizer, because in prayer, it's not about what we can do. Prayer is this confession that we need the Father, and we need the power of the Spirit. We need the Son to lead us. And, you know, just like Jesus said, I can do nothing without my Father. Prayer is this confession that, you know what, we can be smart and talented and gifted and maximize our talents, and we can preach the word, but we have no control over the results. And so prayer is this utter dependence on God for any kind of fruit, any kind of harvest. And we're seeing that happen. We're seeing God unite the body of Christ in New Mexico. And it's a beautiful thing. And now all across America, and through America Prays, and now all across the world in 9 different nations. And so really beautiful. And that was the idea behind New Mexico Men of Honor, was this desire, you know, New Mexico Prays is bringing pastors together. And the desire for New Mexico Men of Honor was, could we do the same thing? Could we bring men from different churches, different backgrounds, different church styles and flavors and denominations and theological frameworks? Could we bring them together as one body, right? Ephesians 4, that we have one church, one Father, one Lord, one Spirit, one baptism. And when we have the one church united around the one Lord, around the one Father and the one Spirit, we can declare one whole message, the message of the gospel to a broken world. Because we just believe that only a unified church can heal a divided nation.
Well, Brian,
we see a really divided nation.
Yeah, Brian, you shared another story with me, and I want to get to some things with Dennis here, because we've got a special event coming up next week we want Dennis to talk about. But my last question for this segment for you, Brian, is, you shared with me that you visited with the chief of police, and he's now become a friend, and you guys are doing some Bible studies and things with Albuquerque police officers. And many of us know that the Albuquerque Police Department has been under this unbelievable scrutiny and pressure by the Department of Justice. And a lot of our officers have left. The paperwork has you know, increased almost to an overwhelming point. And these guys are still fighting to do a great job and protect us, the men and women of our police department. We hold you up. And one of the things that I know you shared with the chief of police is that this group of men and women and these churches around New Mexico are praying for them. And they feel like that's actually had an impact on crime. Am I wrong?
You know, Jim, that's exactly right. You know, when we had a new mayor and a new chief of police, I reached out to Chief Geyer and started to build a friendship with him. We started to partner on different things. And one day, you know, I just went to him and said, Chief, what we're praying day and night. And, you know, the Bible says faith without works is dead. And so we're praying, but we don't just want to pray. Like, we want to put action behind our prayer. We want to put feet and legs to the gospel, right? And so what can we do? And he said, Pastor Allen, would you come every month and meet with me and my executive command and pray with us and speak to us and encourage us? And can we partner together? So we developed a 10-point partnership between New Mexico Prays and the Albuquerque Police Department. And so we go in every month and pray with them. I do a short, you know, Bible study with them, leadership study with them, and the executive command. And it started with 3. The first month there was 3, and it grew to about 20 now. Sometimes we have a district judge that comes, and sometimes we'll have, you know, city councilors and state representatives, and it's faith. Some from the FBI have come, and so, like, this partnership in the city has really grown. And many times Chief Geyer and I have done videos together there at City Hall. That the city has produced, and chiefs will say, you know, thank you, New Mexico Prays, churches, pastors, leaders, believers, for praying, because crime is going down at historic levels. So crime went down in 2018 for the first time in 8 years. That's significant.
Mm,
yeah, every crime index that the FBI measures went down more than 10%.
Mm.
So not within the margin of error, right? So
yeah, well, Brian,
auto theft 53% in 2 years.
I've got to believe, Brian, that people are energized not only by knowing that other people are praying for them, even if they're not believers, but I got to believe the Holy Spirit is moving too,
mm-hmm.
and giving people that extra dose of energy that they need, that extra amount of awareness, that sensitivity. Because I can imagine, as a police officer in the city of Albuquerque, you have got to be faced with an oppressive amount of noise coming at you. I want to tell everybody and encourage everybody to lift these folks up. Our first responders in our community are really important, and hope everybody will pray. We're going to be back with more. Brian Allred on the phone with us, and Dennis Popper. We're going to be back with a whole lot more, and we'll be talking with some folks in our second half hour from Promise Keeper. So stay with us on ABQ Connect.
Latitude's Neighborhood Market is more than just a gas station. Latitude stresses local convenience at grocery market prices. Locally owned and heavily invested in the community. Unlike the national competition, they support local church groups, schools, and service organizations. Come into a nice clean store with friendly faces to greet you. Then pick up a rewards passport to save even more on gas. And get reacquainted with what real convenience is all about. Always open for you. Located in Rio Rancho, just across from Intel. Or online at golatitudes.com.
Change is inevitable, like the weather. Is your home's heating system ready? Remove dampener, check filter, inspect compartments. Wait, I might have to get up on the roof for all this? Inspect heat changer, shut down furnace, properly clean flame sensor. Wait, how do I do that again? Turn on gas valve and check for leaks. Wait, slow down. Gas leaks? Check pilot assembly tubes. Verify blower compartment door is closed. Ready or not, change is coming. When it does, call Bosque Heating and Cooling at 444-7200. That's 444-7200. We'd love to help.
We can change the world with the words we say. Hi, I'm Lisa Turkers with Proverbs 31 Ministries. One day, I was eating in a restaurant, and every time our server came to the table, she had something really kind to say. I was amazed by her gracious attitude, and I found it was quite contagious. So I challenged myself to make a conscious effort to use my words as a gift to each person that I came in contact with the rest of that day. You know, in a world that promotes tearing others down to build ourselves up, we can make a difference by using our words to bless and encourage. Let's look at those who we come in contact with today as people who really need a kind word or two. I've found that giving kind words, it's one of the greatest ways to make the love of Jesus known to so many who desperately need it. For more, visit Proverbs31.org.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome into ABQ Connect from the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. Pastor Brian Allred on the phone with us, traveling somewhere in this fine country of ours. Brian, I never know where you're at. And Dennis Popper in studio. Dennis is working with the Mexico Men of Honor, as is Brian, but Brian's primarily focused on New Mexico Praise and America Praise and the World Praise, traveling around the world. Dennis, tell us what's going on with New Mexico Men of Honor and
sure.
what you're about and how people can get involved.
So Brian and I got together. God brought us together. We want to reach men for Christ. And
did you have to set a trap or a net for him, like when he was running by?
a good friend of a friend just reached out to him, and we got connected together through a friend. And so our passions for men came together, and we started praying, wanted to find out what God was going to do, because God was welling up inside of me to reach out to men, as was Brian. And so, boy, it was a great match. And so to start a citywide men's ministry is what he had asked me. I said, yeah, I think that would be awesome to bring churches of men together. And you know, I'm I come from being in Promise Keepers events and saw what God did with that, and it just really pursued me into pursuing Christ and with men. So
and many people don't know this, but Coach Bill McCartney, the former head football coach at the University of Colorado, he had some what he calls lack of integrity in his marriage and all kinds of issues, and he decided to change that.
Mm-hmm.
And he started the Promise Keepers organization, and his whole encouragement was to call men to be the person that God called them to be.
That's right.
And set up accountability and fellowship, and it was an amazing thing. But then it kind of faded away. Coach McCartney, now as an older man, has stepped out of the limelight, and we understand that, you know, as most of our elderly, he's faced with some health challenges, so we want to hold him up in prayer as well.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys have joined the leadership now. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, of Promise Keepers. And so New Mexico Men of Honor is kind of the extension of that ministry in New Mexico. Is that right?
Yeah, I would say so. And, you know, evil has made truth look gray now in our community. Mm. So men are out there not really knowing what truth is. You know, Pilate said to Jesus, "What is truth?"
Mm.
And so where do we find truth? We find it through the Word of God. And that's what we want to do, is we want to get guys together and start showing them what the truth is through the gospel. And we're going to have an event next week, as you said, Friday, October 18th. And we're going to have food trucks there at 5 o'clock. There's going to be three different food trucks. We're going to have Chick-fil-A, a barbecue, and a pizza truck. And then at 6:30, the event starts. And we're going to have a real special speaker speak for us and give a message, and that'll be Brian Allred, the one and only. He'll be here in town, so that'll be exciting. We're really looking forward to it.
Brian, where are you right now?
I am on my way to Oklahoma. Just got back from Orange County. We spent 2 days at the amazing Saddleback Ranch with Rick Warren and about 18 leaders. And so got home to Albuquerque last night, and we took my family to Balloon Fiesta this morning, and now I'm on my way to Oklahoma. So we have a prayer rally at the state capitol on Sunday, and then a breakfast with Governor Stitt and First Lady Sarah Monday morning at the governor's mansion. So we're launching Oklahoma Praise. So keep us in your prayers. So what we're doing here in New Mexico.
Outstanding.
Now we're launching in Oklahoma. So.
And then you flash back for the speaking engagement here next Friday. Now, where will the event be held?
Okay, I can bring that in. It's
okay.
It's going to be at La Cueva High School at the Performing Arts Center.
Okay.
And so we're excited about it. It's a great venue. It's you know, it seats about 400 guys, and then we can have also guys standing around if we get 1,000. So we're going to see what happens.
Is there a cost to the event?
No cost. Just come and expect to be filled with God.
So you're going to fill up their tummies first
yep.
with some good food.
There you go.
And then have a good word from Pastor Allred.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know that you guys have a heart for men because you believe scripturally that men have a large responsibility.
Mm.
You know, we have a large responsibility just to lead our families and to minister to our children. Tell me, both of you, I mean, I'll ask Dennis first, and then maybe, Brian, you chime in. Where are men failing today?
Gosh, you know, it's amazing. Even in my own neighborhood, I can see, I don't know how many single moms in my neighborhood. It's just unbelievable how many there are. And it's that's where men are failing. They don't know the truth, so many of them, and they're wandering around. And they don't have a dad there to help bring them up in truth. And that's what one
and
of our
children
focuses
really need
are.
A dad.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Brian, what do men not want to talk to each other? Is that one of the most difficult things about ministering to men?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Men struggle with that, right? They struggle to express themselves with their spouse or a friend or their pastor. You know, it's hard for men to open up. And, you know, I think all failure as men, it starts in our relationship with God. If we fail there, we're bound to fail everywhere else.
Yes.
And if we get that right, we can work through any host of, you know, upbringing. Maybe we didn't have a dad. Maybe we had an abusive dad. Maybe the model that we saw growing up wasn't good, and so we don't have a good model. When I've seen any man with an abusive dad, a dad, I've had men disciple men whose dad our way for multiple murders. But when they found Christ and they got into the Word, they got into prayer, they got into becoming a disciple, it's not that that gets easy or automatically things change. But as the fruit of the Holy Spirit begins to grow in their life, as they become surrendered to Christ, their marriage gets better, their parenting gets better, their leadership gets better, their social life gets better, like their finances will get better. Like everything revolves around your relationship with God. You know, that's why the first commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your affections, with all your soul, our emotions, our sexuality, with all your mind, you know, our thought life, our the meditations of our heart, and with all your strength, with all of our energy. Is our energy and our time going towards Christ? And so many men say, you know, I'm so busy. I'm like, you just spend an hour washing your car, shining your rims, you know, but you don't have time for the word. And so really it's a matter of priority. You know, we make time for the things that we value. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm terrible. I got to go, okay, I haven't washed my car in 2 weeks. I got to take it to the car wash, you know. But my neighbor, man, he washes his truck every day, you know, and he puts me to shame. You know, you see what you value, but I value time in the Word. So that I do every day, and I value time with my kids. And so, you know, I got home from Brazil last Saturday at 9 a.m., and I spent the whole day taking each of my kids on an individual date, and then I took my wife on a date because that's what I value. So
Amen.
What you value, you give time to.
That's great.
So it's never a matter of time. Everyone was given 24 hours, you know.
Yep.
And time is the only resource that we have that isn't replenishable.
That's right.
You can get more money. You lose money. I've seen guys lose $1 million and earn another $1 million, but you can never get time back. And so really it's about getting men into the Word, into prayer, into worship, into God, so that we can love our spouse, so that we can love our kids, so that we can be the best boss or employees and be the best neighbors that we can be. But it really all starts there. And that's the heart of New Mexico Men of Honor. We want to live lives of honor with God. Because when we live a life that's honorable before God, we will be good husbands. We will be good fathers.
And that's what we were saying too, Brian. Remember, you and I talked about is that we want guys to get connected together in this event and then go to these churches and get discipled or be a discipler. That was really important to you and I.
Yeah.
Brian and Dennis, you know, everything I hear you guys saying is actually going to strengthen the churches. So you're not recruiting people away from churches. You're recruiting people to churches and plugging them in.
Amen.
That's exactly right. We want to strengthen men to go back to their church. So that's why we're only doing it once a quarter. We don't want to compete with churches' monthly men's breakfast or monthly men's Bible study, you know. So we made an effort not to do that so that churches could feel like this is going to strengthen their men's ministry, not pull away. So we're not trying to start a parachurch ministry. We're trying to help men be stronger in their churches, in their families, in their places of work. And I just got to tell you, Jim, that, you know, when I met Dennis, it was an instant connection. I knew this was a man of honor. You know, this is a man who walks with Christ, an integrity of heart. And I thought, man, I've been in this city 22 years. Where have you been all my life? You know, I've been waiting to meet Dennis 22. When I came here 22 years ago, I said, Lord, I would love to see a local Promise Keepers movement, a local movement of interdenominational of men getting together, and that's been a dream of mine for 22 years.
Oh.
Even before we started New Mexico Praise, in my heart was, how do we get men together, you know? And so when I heard Dennis's heart, it was like, Dennis, I've been praying about this will you lead it, and I'll help you, you know? Yeah. I'll help you. I know pastors. I know some people in the city, and I can pull some things together, but Dennis, would you help give the leadership to this? Because Dennis is a man of honor, so... He exemplifies what we're trying to do is
awesome.
Help men become men of honor. So,
Pastor Brian Allred on the phone with us, and Dennis Poper, both involved with New Mexico Men of Honor and New Mexico Praise and America Praise, and now the World Praise. We'll be back with both of these guys right after these messages. Stay with us.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
Dom is more individualized than a normal realtor. He really listened to what my concerns were and the problems that I'd had with trying to sell my home. I knew that he had also worked with rental properties. And in the event that I wasn't able to sell my property since it had already been on the market for 6 months, I knew that there was a possibility he could help me as a rental agent also. But he said, no, we're going to get you out of this house. He took me under his wing. And within 72 hours, I started getting a lot of good feedback from him. And he had two or three people looking at the house, and he had sold my house within 72 hours.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644, 899-4644.
Se habla español.
They can come without warning and be very painful. Leg and foot cramps. Hi, Doug Chamberlain with the Samaritan Ministries Family Health Checkup. Leg or foot cramps are rarely harmful, but they are painful and can come at any time. What causes them, and how can you deal with them? Well, first of all, dehydration can easily cause muscle cramps, so drinking plenty of water during the day can help. Supplements can also help balance the nutrients you need to help relax muscles, but they're called supplements for a reason. Your first choice should be eating fruits and veggies that contain natural supplies of potassium, calcium, and magnesium. Then try stretching at different times of your day to help with tight muscles. Finally, they can also be caused by medication or poor circulation, so if they persist, talk to your doctor. After implementing some of these simple fixes, you could be staying loose and saying goodbye to muscle cramps. For more about your family's health, visit FamilyHealthCheckup.org.
Depression. It's invisible, it can be devastating, and it's on the rise in America. Hopelessness is an epidemic, but that can change.
I can't tell you how many times in my life I thought the flood would overwhelm me, but Isaiah promised, if you pass through the waters, they will not overflow you.
That's Ben Corson, and concerning depression, he knows of what he speaks.
Depression is a real malady, and it's a real sickness. You know, we've gone through it, so many of us. But I think that's one of the most toxic sentences we can ever say. I'm going to live with depression. That's a bunch of bunk.
This book, Optimist Fits by Ben Corson, can be a lifeline for you or someone close to you who's struggling with depression. And we want to put it in your hands now. Let Ben Corson take you on his journey through the valley of the shadow and out into the sunshine of hope.
When you kneel before God, God will stand up for you.
Optimist Fits is yours for a generous donation of $35 or more today. Your support helps keep these teachings on air to connect more people to Jesus. So call now to give. 800-922-1888 or give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back with ABQ Connects. Thank you for staying with us this afternoon. Dennis Popper in studio. He is the head of New Mexico Men of Honor and kind of coordinating their activities. They have a special event on the 18th. And it's going to be held at La Cueva High School. What time of day?
Yeah, so 5 o'clock is when the food trucks come. We'd like to have guys come and eat and do some fellowship before and just kind of hang out. And then 6:30 is the event. So we'll have worship. We'll have some promos that we'll show. We'll have a Promise Keeper promo. And then we'll have a teaching from Brian Allred. We'll have some different pastors there that will be praying as well.
All right. Awesome. Brian, are you still with us here on the phone? I think Brian Allred had to drop off. He's here with us still. I'm so glad you had the time to spend with us, because I know you want to get on the road. And I, of course, am expecting no texting and driving the speed limit from you, Mr. Allred.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
amen.
Well, you guys are both doing a lot. You know, you're both just constantly moving and constantly working. I want to have you appeal, if you would. I have a sense that there are people listening to the show today that are thinking, man, I would really like to be involved in worship, and I would really like to be praying and studying the Word, but I just can't get it all in on Sunday. Now, I'm being facetious, you guys.
Yeah.
Tell us when all of this takes place. Doesn't it have to happen every day?
Yeah, I can speak to that. As I've been in a Bible study since 93, and it really was birthed from Promise Keepers. And these guys have kept me transparent. They have kept me in the Word, and they can see my blind spots. Mm. And so my growth in Christ has been attributed mainly from this study that I get together with other men. And that is such a huge thing for men to do is get with another man that he can share life with.
Well, we got to do two things because we don't have much time left in this segment. Give us the website so people can find out about the event happening with New Mexico Men of Honor.
Yep.
And then I'm going to give Brian the last word.
Okay, so it's nmmenofhonor.com. Go there, click on events. You can see what's going on and what's coming up.
Brian, give us a good word for men out there. I know you want them out turning out to hear you speak and the Lord speak through you next Friday at La Cueva High School, but you also want to point people in the direction of being involved in New Mexico Praise and all the other things that you're doing.
That's right. You know, my encouragement to men is this. You know, I love what Jesus said to Peter. He said, Peter, you're going to fail me, you know. Your faith is going to be shaken. You're going to make some mistakes that you're going to regret. But I've already prayed for you. Satan desires to sift you like wheat. You're going to make some bad decisions. But I've already prayed for you. And when you're converted, strengthen your brothers. Mm. And I love it that even when we fail, and we all have, myself included, we've all fallen short of God's glory. Mm. Every man out there has fallen short of God's glory. And Jesus says, but I've already prayed for you. I know you're going to fail. You're going to mess up. You're going to fall short of my best. But when you do, I've already prayed for you. When you're converted, when you have a change of heart, a change of mind, then let God use you to strengthen other men. And I think that's my word of encouragement to men today. You know, wherever they're at, if they're selling strong with Christ, they're at the top of their spiritual growth, or they feel like they've really blown it, they haven't been there as a husband, or haven't been there as a father like they wanted to be, or morally have struggled, that Christ is with you, that Christ loves you, that he died to forgive you. And just like Peter, he's prayed for you. He foresaw your failure, your weakness, and he's already prayed for you. And when you have a change of heart, a change of mind, strengthen your brothers. And, you know, Romans 2:4 says it's the goodness of God, the kindness of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God that leads us to repentance.
Amen.
It's not the wrath of God, but it's the goodness of God. And God calls us as men to repent, to change, a change of heart, a change of mind that leads to a change of direction so we can follow him and be the best version of us that we're supposed to be. So God bless you guys. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Brian. Safe travels.
When I get back from Oklahoma. Bless you guys.
All right. We'll be praying for you, too.
Thank you, brother.
Brian will be dropping off the phone with us now. Dennis will stay with us. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We're going to be back with the president of Promise Keepers, Judge Vance Day, and his national prayer coordinator, Dice Upon. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.